Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 早晨。
I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be able to share a few things that the Lord has placed in my heart.
为着主能够容让我早上将神把我心里边的负担与肢体们有分享，我感谢佢。
I've been reading through the book of 1 Samuel.
我哋最近要睇呢个撒母耳记上。
And there were a couple of things that really caught my attention.
有几样嘅事情又吸引到我。
First Samuel largely talks about the life of the early kings.
撒母耳记上系讲到呢个王嘅事情。
And in particular, it speaks about David and his time of waiting.
特别系好多时间讲到。
If we remember, David was one who was anointed to be king after Saul.
我们记得大卫是在扫罗之后被高立作王的。
But there was actually quite a long period between the time that he was anointed and the time that he actually became king.
但是从他受高到他真实在王位上边是一段比较长的时候。
And in this interim period, King Saul had an inclination that David was going to become the next king.
咁喺呢一段中间日子，呢个扫罗王，佢里边有一个感觉，知道大卫将要作王。
And so he was very jealous.
所以佢充满咗妒忌。
And he pursued David.
所以佢嚟到追赶大卫。
And so David lived as a fugitive for years and years.
所以大卫喺佢面前了多年要逃跑。
Running from city to city, from hill to hill, cave to cave.
从一城跑到另外一城，从一个山跑到另外一个山，从一个山洞跑到另外一个山洞。
And then there were two separate occasions when David, as he was being pursued, had an opportunity to take things in his own hands.
在这个大卫逃命的这一年间，有两次的机会，他能够将自己来把握这个机会，将他所应得的来拿过来。
The first time was when he was resting inside a cave. He and his men were inside the cave, hiding inside the cave, and then King Saul came to rest at the entrance of the cave.
有一次就他和他的人在一个山洞里边来到休息的时候，这个扫罗来到洞口来休息。
So we can find that in 1 Samuel chapter 24. David had the opportunity right there and then, perfect opportunity to take matters into his own hands.
咁大卫可以喺嗰度拿着嗰个机会。
He could have killed King Saul.
他可以来杀了这个扫罗,
and then his problems would have been done away with.
这样呢,他的难处就完全被解决了。
Yet he resisted.
但他却没这么做。
And then we can read just a few chapters later in chapter 26 that he had a second opportunity.
然后我们可以去到第26章,就发觉他有第二个机会了。
This time Saul and his army were camping.
那次是扫罗和军队在那里设营。
They were fast asleep.
他在那里沉睡。
And so David and one of his men came down to the middle of the camp to where King Saul was sleeping.
那大卫的勇士就去到扫罗睡觉的地方。
And once again he had the opportunity to slew his nemesis.
再一次他都有机会要杀他。
But he resisted.
但是他抵挡这个试探。
I really feel that these were tests that God placed in David's life. To see if he was one who could wait upon the Lord for the Lord's hand to work, not for his own hand to work. And so this just makes me think about my own life as I wait before the Lord.
叫我思想到我自己的一生，我怎么样来到等候神。
Whether my life is marked by these same type of characteristics of knowing how to properly wait before the Lord.
都叫我究竟有没有好像圣经里边咁有这样的特质，就是我能够来到等候神。
It also makes me think of you.
都叫我想到众人大家就是你了。
As I look out and I see your faces,
我现在要看见大家的脸孔。
I remember the different matters and needs that brothers and sisters are waiting upon.
我就知道各人有各人所要等待的事。
I mean, there's some of us here who are in school and we're getting ready to graduate.
在我当中有些在读紧书的就快毕业了。
Maybe it's from junior high school to high school.
或者由初中到高中。
High school to college.
高中要进大学了。
I don't know, maybe there's even a few here who graduating from college.
或者就有些要大学毕业了。
Now there's others of us who are waiting for a new job.
也都有人要等待作工的工作。
Looking for a transfer.
也都有人想等候来转工。
Maybe just trying to complete a project.
或者是需要来完成一个的计划工程。
Of course, there's a few here who are waiting upon the Lord for marriage.
都或者有些人在等候紧婚姻。
Maybe starting a family.
或者想要开始个家庭。
Raising children.
或者等候有儿女。
And then we have probably a lot of us have individuals, family and friends, whom we would like to see come to know the Lord.
或者我哋都有朋友或者有亲戚，我愿意带领佢嚟到信主嘅。
Or perhaps even they do know the Lord, but they've wandered away from the Lord.
或者佢哋系信主嘅，但佢流浪在外啦。
And so we're waiting to see how the Lord might work to bring them back into the fold.
我喺度等待，睇下主点样将佢带进羊圈嘅里边。
There are probably many others who are just waiting for their own personal consecration or devotion to the Lord.
亦都有人话喺度等待紧，点样样嚟到更多嘅了亲近主。
To see how the Lord might further lead them into following after Him.
以主佢哋能够跟随主，更多嘅嚟到跟随佢。
Of course, there is other brothers and sisters who are praying for the church and the saints.
或者亦都有更多嘅信徒喺度为着教会嚟祷告。
And they want to see the Lord's work within the church.
佢哋因住祷告系愿意要等候神作工喺教会嘅当中。
So there's just so many of us who are waiting for things.
所以我哋各人都喺度等待。
We're waiting to see the Lord work.
我喺度等紧神嚟作工。
Now, the Lord desires something for us.
神有啲好嘅事物要俾过我哋嘅。
He wants to do something in this time as we wait.
当我哋嚟等待佢嘅时候，佢愿意为我做一啲嘅事。
He wants to accomplish something.
佢愿意完成一啲嘅事。
That is, He wants to gain us.
就系佢愿意得着我哋。
And He wants us to gain Him.
我亦都愿意我哋嚟到更多得着佢。
That we might be able to draw in closeness to Him, to be able to live in unbroken fellowship with Him.
佢愿意我哋被吸引近佢嘅身旁，同佢每一个不中断嘅关系嘅里面。
The specifics, we may not know exactly.
好详细嘅，我哋或者唔会晓得。
But we know what the Lord has said.
但是我们却知道主所讲过的话。
He tells us that He knows the plans for us.
因为他在我们身上都有一个计划。
Plans for welfare and not for calamity. Plans for welfare and not for calamity.
那个计划呢是为着我们的好处的。
To give you a hope and a future.
为着我们叫我们有这个将来也都有盼望的。
That's what the Lord wants to give to us, a hope and a future.
就是神愿意给我们的，有盼望，也都有将来。
No matter how big or small the thing that we might be waiting for.
无论我所等待的是何等大，或者是很微小的事。
You know, we might think that the thing that we're waiting for is a really small matter in a man's eyes.
或者我所等待的事情，在人的眼中是好像芝麻那么小。
This has nothing, it pales in comparison to what David was waiting for, to become a king.
跟这个大卫所等待的有差天拱地之别，因为他等待作王。
But you know, in God's eyes, these things that we're waiting for upon him, they're big in his eyes.
但是在神的眼中，我们要等候他的旨意都是大事。
Because he is preparing us for that day where we might be able to reign with him.
因为他原来是今日预备我们为了将来那一天就是与他一同作王。
Now, he desires that we would be able to co-reign with Christ in that new kingdom.
他心愿 我哋喺个新嘅国度里边与基督一同嚟掌权。
So really, what is at stake is a kingship.
所以其实嗰个问题就系作王。
Because those who are faithful will reign.
因为凡系忠心嘅都要与佢一同嚟作王。
But what also is at stake is a fellowship.
还有神所渴望嘅就系有一个嘅美好嘅交通。
Because we are to co-reign with our Lord.
因为我哋将会与他一同嚟掌权。
That means we are to do it together.
意思就系我哋一同嚟做。
It's not something that we do on our own.
唔系我哋按着自己单独嚟做。
So this speaks of friendship, of fellowship.
所以呢度就讲到关乎呢个友谊同埋交通嘅事情啦。
So Lord has His work to do in us as we learn to wait.
当我哋学习等待嘅时候，神就有功会作喺我哋心嘅里边。
And you know, none of God's people are exempt from waiting.
有一啲神嘅子民唔需要等待嘅。
You look, just flip through the Bible, you just see all these individuals who had to wait before the Lord.
睇见有一啲人咧，佢一掀开圣经，
Just all these individuals that you had to see wait before the Lord.
你睇见呢啲嘅个人咧，佢系如何嘅嚟到等待神？
You think of Noah.
我哋要想起呢个挪亚。
How many years did it take him to build that ark?
你睇下佢需要几多年嚟到建立呢个方舟。
It was a long time.
系一段好长嘅时间。
What about Abraham?
或者亚伯拉罕呢
？How old was he before he was able to gain that blessing, that inheritance of a son?
佢要等待咗几多年，先至令我得到神嘅应许，叫佢得到呢个一个儿子作为佢嘅后继咧，后嗣咧
？I think he was older than the oldest person in this room.
相信比我哋当中任何一个年纪都要老要大。
And Moses.
摩西。
40 years in the desert.
四十年之久喺沙漠当中。
And that's just the first time.
并且呢个只系第一次嘅等待。
40 years just to wait for the Lord's calling.
四十年嚟到等候神嘅呼召。
And then he had to do another 40 years in the wilderness.
然之后四十年喺呢个旷野。
That's probably longer than most of us will be living for.
呢段日子加埋长过我一生嘅日年日。
And of course there is David that we just talked about. He had to wait 15 years or so.
我哋都提到大卫，佢喺神面前等候十五年之久
，to become a king，
先至能够登上王位。
And there's just countless others，
还有好多其他嘅。
So there's just so many examples that we can draw from the Bible。
喺圣经里边，我哋能够揾到好多嘅如此嘅例子。
But the one verse that the Lord has a place within my heart this morning to share with you is found in the book of Micah。
早晨，神将呢一节嘅圣经喺弥迦书呢一节嘅经文摆我心里边，与大家嚟分享。
Because through this small prophet，
因为藉住呢个小先知
，I mean he is called a minor prophet。
佢又叫小先知。
But he's really not minor in God's eye。
喺神嘅眼中，佢唔系一个微小嘅。
He gives us a small glimpse as to what it means to wait upon the Lord。
俾我哋喺度透过。俾我哋睇见一下点样样嚟到仰望神。
Turn with me to the book of Micah。
请同我一齐翻开呢个弥迦书。
It's in towards the back end of the Old Testament。
喺呢个旧约后边一卷中文圣经1092页。
It's after Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, then Micah。
约拿书嘅后边。
Micah chapter 7 verse 7。
弥迦书七章七节，旧约圣经1092页。
But as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
至于我，我要仰望耶和华，要等候那救我的神，我的神必应允我。
Let's just take a moment to pray.
我哋有啲祷告。
Heavenly Father, how we thank you.
父神，我哋感谢你。
That you are a God who loves us.
你系为爱我哋嘅神。
And that you have a plan in store for us.
你为着我哋设立咗一个计划。
And you so desire to reveal that plan to us. We pray that in this time this morning that we may be better able to get a glimpse of that plan.
早晨, 我是願意來到看一看主你向我們的計劃。
That though we may not see the specifics, we will understand the reality.
雖然我們不知道很詳細,但我要知道那個實際。
Of how you so desire to gain us.
就是你要藉著如此,你要更多得著我們。
Even through this time of waiting.
就是在我們等候的時間當中。
Lead us and guide us as we study through your words.
引導我們,叫我們看這個話的時候,你要明白。
Give us an open and discerning heart.
讓我們的心裡面得以開,並且能夠曉得如何分別。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
禱告奉耶穌基督的名。Amen.
Here in the book of Micah, we read then what the prophet exhorts to the people.
在这个尼家书里面,就看见这个位的先知如何向神的子民有说话。
What it means to wait.
就是这个等候是什么意思呢?
Now, Micah lived in the 8th century before Christ.
这个尼家是活在主前八个世纪。
He lived in the southern kingdom of Judah.
他乃是住在这个南国,就是犹大。
The king at that time, one of them, was King Hezekiah.
在那段时间,其中的王,就是撒加利亚王。
The other prophets that were preaching in that time, that were prophesizing, were Isaiah.
在那段时间,都奉神的话,来说话,先知有这个以赛亚。
And the other one was Hosea.
还有另外一位,就是何西亚先知。
So Micah and Isaiah were in the south in Judah.
这个尼加和以赛亚是在南国。
And Hosea was in the northern kingdom. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早晨。
I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be able to share a few things that the Lord has placed in my heart.
为着主能够容让我早上将 神把我心里边的负担与肢体们了分享，我感谢佢。
I've been reading through the book of 1 Samuel.
我哋最近要睇呢个撒母耳记上。
And there were a couple of things that really caught my attention.
有几样嘅事情要吸引到我。
1 Samuel largely talks about the life of the early kings.
撒母耳记上。 是讲到这个王的事情。
And in particular, it speaks about David and his time of waiting.
特别是很多时间讲到大卫王和他等待神的时候。
If we remember, David was one who was anointed to be king after Saul.
我们记得大卫是在扫罗之后被高立作王的。
But there was actually quite a long period between the time that he was anointed the time that he actually became king.
但是从他受高到他真实在王位上边是一段比较长的时候。
And in this interim period, King Saul had an inclination that David was going to become the next king.
在这段中间的日子,这个扫罗王,他里边有一个感觉,知道大卫将要作王。
And so he was very jealous.
所以他充满了妒忌。
And he pursued David.
所以他来追赶大卫。
And so David lived as a fugitive for years and years.
所以大卫在他面前多年要逃跑。
Running from city to city, from hill to hill, cave to cave.
从一城跑到另外一城, 从一个山跑到另外一个山, 从一个山洞跑到另外一个山洞。
And then there were two separate occasions when David, as he was being pursued, had an opportunity to take things in his own hands.
在这个大卫逃命的这一年间,有两次的机会,他能够将自己来把握这个机会,将他所应得的来拿过来。
The first time was when he was resting inside a cave. He and his men were inside the cave, hiding inside the cave. And then King Saul came to rest at the entrance of the cave.
有一次就是他和他的人在一个山洞里面来休息的时候,这个扫罗来到他的洞口来休息。
So we can find that in 1 Samuel chapter 24. David had the opportunity, right there and then, perfect opportunity to take matters into his own hands. He could have killed King Saul. And then his problems would have been done away with. Yet he resisted. And then we can read just a few chapters later in chapter 26 that he had a second opportunity. This time Saul and his army were camping. They were fast asleep. And so David and one of his men came down to the middle of the camp to where King Saul was sleeping. And once again, he had the opportunity to slew his nemesis. But he resisted. I really feel that these were tests that God placed in David's life. To see if he was one who could wait upon the Lord for the Lord's hand to work, not for his own hand to work. And so this just makes me think about my own life as I wait before the Lord. Whether my life is marked by these same type of characteristics of knowing how to properly wait before the Lord. It also makes me think of you. As I look out and I see your faces, I remember the different matters and needs that brothers and sisters are waiting upon. I mean, there's some of us here who are in school and we're getting ready to graduate. Maybe it's from junior high school to high school. High school to college. I don't know, maybe there's even a few here who are graduating from college. Now there's others of us who are waiting for a new job. Looking for a transfer. Maybe just trying to complete a project. Of course, there's a few here who are waiting upon the Lord for marriage. Maybe starting a family. Raising children. And then we have, probably a lot of us have individuals, family and friends, whom we would like to see come to know the Lord. Or perhaps even they do know the Lord, but they've wandered away from the Lord. And so we're waiting to see how the Lord might work to bring them back into the fold. There are probably many others who are just waiting for their own personal consecration or devotion to the Lord. To see how the Lord might farther lead them into following after Him. Of course, there is other brothers and sisters who are praying for the church and the saints. They want to see the Lord's work within the church. So there's just so many of us who are waiting for things. We're waiting to see the Lord work. Now, the Lord desires something for us. He wants to do something in this time as we wait.
当我们要等待他的时候，他愿意为我们做一些事。
He wants to accomplish something.
他愿意完成一些事。
That is, he wants to gain us.
就是他愿意得着我们。
And he wants us to gain him.
他也愿意我们要更多得着他。
That we might be able to draw in closeness to him, to be able to live in unbroken fellowship with him.
他愿意我们被吸引近他的身旁，同他每一个不中断的关系里面。
The specifics, we may not know exactly.
很详细的，我们或者者不会晓得。
But we know what the Lord has said.
但是我们却知道主所讲过的话。
He tells us that he knows the plans for us.
因为他在我们身上边都有一个计划。
Plans for welfare and not for calamity. Plans for welfare and not for calamity.
计划呢是为着我们的好处的。
To give you a hope and a future.
为着我们叫我们有这个将来也都有盼望的。
That's what the Lord wants to give to us, a hope and a future.
就是神愿意给我们的有盼望也都有将来。
No matter how big or small the thing that we might be waiting for.
无论我所等待的是何等大或者是很微小的事。
You know, we might think that the thing that we're waiting for is a really small matter in a man's eyes.
或者我所等待的事情在人的眼中是好像芝麻那么小。
This has nothing, it pales in comparison to what David was waiting for, to become a king.
跟这个大卫所等待的有差天拱地之别，因为他等待作王。
But you know, in God's eyes, these things that we're waiting for upon Him, they're big in His eyes.
但是在神的眼中，我们要等候祂的旨意，都是大事。
Because He is preparing us for that day where we might be able to reign with Him.
因为祂原来是今日预备我们，为了将来那一日，就是与祂一同要作王。
Now, He desires that we would be able to co-reign with Christ in that new kingdom.
祂心愿我们在一个新的国度里面与基督一同来掌权。
So really what is at stake is a kingship.
所以其实那个问题就是作王。
Because those who are faithful will reign.
因为凡是忠心的都要与他一同来作王。
But what also is at stake is a fellowship.
还有神所渴望的就是有一个美好的交通。
Now, because we are to co-reign with our Lord. That means we are to do it together. It's not something that we do on our own. So this speaks of friendship, of fellowship. So Lord has His work to do in us as we learn to wait.
当我们要学习等待的时候，神就有功会坐在我们心的里面。
And you know, none of God's people are exempt from waiting.
有一些神的子民不需要等待的。
You look, just flip through the Bible, you just see all these individuals who had to wait before the Lord.
看见有一些人呢，他一片开圣经，
Just all these individuals that you had to see wait before the Lord.
你看见这些的个人呢，他是如何的来等待神。
Think of Noah.
我们要想起这个罗亚。
How many years did it take him to build that ark?
你看看他需要几多年来要建立这个方舟。
It was a long time.
是一段很长的时间。
What about Abraham?
或者亚伯拉罕呢?
How old was he before he was able to gain that blessing, that inheritance of a son?
他要等待了几多年先至能够得到神的应许，叫他得到这个一个儿子作为他的后继呢，后嗣呢。
I think he was older than the oldest person in this room.
相信比我们当中人一个年纪都要老要大。
And Moses.
摩西。
40 years in the desert.
40年之久在沙漠当中。
And that's just the first time.
并且这个只是第一次的等待。
40 years just to wait for the Lord's calling.
40年来都等候神的呼召。
And then he had to do another 40 years in the wilderness.
然后40年在这个旷野。
That's probably longer than most of us will be living for.
这段日子加起来 長過我一生嘅年日。
And of course, there is David that we just talked about. He had to wait 15 years or so.
我哋都提到大衛，佢喺神面前等候15年之久。
To become a king.
先至能夠登上王位。
And there's just countless others.
還有好多其他嘅。
So there's just so many examples that we can draw from the Bible.
喺聖經裏邊，我哋能夠揾到好多嘅如此嘅例子。
But the one verse that the Lord has a place within my heart this morning to share with you is found in the book of Micah.
神將呢一節嘅聖經喺彌迦書呢一節嘅經文擺我心裏邊，與大家嚟分享。
Because through this small prophet,
因為藉住呢個小先知
I mean, he's called a minor prophet.
佢又叫小先知
But he's really not minor in God's eye.
喺神嘅眼中，佢唔係一個微小嘅。
He gives us a small glimpse as to what it means.To wait upon the Lord.
俾我哋喺度透過，俾我哋睇見一下，點樣樣嚟到仰望神。
Turn with me to the book of Micah.
請同我一齊翻開呢個彌迦書。
It's in towards the back end of the Old Testament.
喺呢個舊約後邊一卷中文聖經1092頁。
It's after Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, then Micah.
約拿書嘅後邊。
Micah chapter 7 verse 7.
彌迦書七章七節，舊約聖經1092頁。
But as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
至於我，我要仰望耶和華，要等候那救我的神，我的神必應允我。
Let's just take a moment to pray.
我哋有啲禱告。
Heavenly Father, how we thank you.
父神，我哋感謝你。
That you are a God who loves us.
你係為愛我哋嘅神。
And that you have a plan in store for us.
你為著我哋設立咗一個計劃。
And you so desire to reveal that plan to us.
你心願將呢個計劃向我哋嚟啟示。
And we pray that in this time this morning that we may be better able to get a glimpse of that plan.
早晨我們禱告，我們願意來到看一看，將你向我們的計劃。
That though we may not see the specifics, we will understand the reality.
雖然我們不知道很詳細，但我要知道那個實際。
Of how you so desire to gain us.
就是你要藉著如此，你要更多得著我們。
Even through this time of waiting.
就是在我们等候的时间当中。
Lead us and guide us as we study through your words.
引导我们叫我们了看这个话的时候了明白。
Give us an open and discerning heart.
给我们的心里面得以开并且能够晓得如何的分别。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Here in the book of Micah, we read then,What the prophet exhorts to the people.
在这个弥迦书里面就看见这个位的先知如何向神的子民说话。
What it means to wait.
就是这个等候是什么意思呢?
Now, Micah lived in the 8th century before Christ.
这个弥迦是活在主前八个世纪。
He lived in the southern kingdom of Judah.
他乃是住在这个南国就是犹大。
The king at that time, one of them was King Hezekiah.
在那段的时间其中的王就是撒加利亚王。
The other prophets that were preaching in that time, that were prophesizing, were Isaiah.
在那段时间都奉神的话来说话先知有这个以赛亚。
And the other one was Hosea.
还有另外一位就是何西亚。
So Micah and Isaiah were in the south in Judah.
这个弥迦和以赛亚是在南国。
And Hosea was in the northern kingdom. Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早晨。
I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be able to share a few things that the Lord has placed in my heart.
为着主能够容让我早上将神把我心里边的负担与肢体们有分享，我感谢佢。
I've been reading through the book of 1 Samuel.
我哋最近要睇呢个撒母耳记上。
And there were a couple of things that really caught my attention.
有几样嘅事情有吸引到我。
First Samuel largely talks about the life of the early kings.
撒母耳记上系讲到呢个王嘅事情。
And in particular, it speaks about David and his time of waiting.
特别系好多时间讲到。大卫王同埋佢等待神嘅时候。
If we remember, David was one who was anointed to be king after Saul.
我哋记得大卫系喺扫罗之后被高立作王嘅。
But there was actually quite a long period between the time that he was anointed and the time that he actually became king.
但系从佢受高到佢真实坐喺王位上边系一段比较长嘅时候。
And in this interim period, King Saul. Had an inclination that David was going to become the next king.
咁喺呢一段中间日子，呢个扫罗王佢里边有一个感觉，知道大卫将要作王。
And so he was very jealous.
所以佢充满咗妒忌。
And he pursued David.
所以佢嚟到追赶大卫。
And so David lived as a fugitive for years and years.
所以大卫喺佢面前了多年要逃跑。
Running from city to city, from hill to hill.Cave to cave.
从一城跑到另外一城，从一个山跑到另外一个山，从一个山洞跑到另外一个山洞。
And then there were two separate occasions when David, as he was being pursued, had an opportunity to take things in his own hands.
喺呢个大卫逃命嘅呢一年间，有两次嘅机会，佢能够将自己嚟要把握呢个机会，将佢所应得嘅嚟要攞过嚟。
The first time was when he was resting inside a cave. He and his men were inside the cave, hiding inside the cave. And then King Saul came to rest at the entrance of the cave.
有一次就佢同佢嘅人喺一个山洞里边嚟到休息嘅时候，呢个扫罗嚟到喺佢到佢嘅洞口嚟到休息。
So we can find that in 1 Samuel chapter 24. David had the opportunity right there and then, perfect opportunity to take matters into his own hands.
咁大卫可以喺嗰度。拿着嗰个机会将事情要解决。
He could have killed King Saul.
佢可以嚟到杀咗呢个扫罗。
And then his problems would have been done away with.
咁样咧，佢个难处咧就完全被解决啦。
Yet he resisted.
但佢却冇咁做。
And then we can read just a few chapters later in chapter 26 that he had a second opportunity.
然之后我又可以去到第二十六章，就发觉佢有第二个机会啦。
This time Saul.And his army were camping.
嗰次系呢个扫罗同个军队喺嗰度嚟撤营。
And they were fast asleep.
佢喺嗰度嚟沉睡。
And so David and one of his men came down to the middle of the camp to where King Saul was sleeping.
咁大卫嘅勇士就去到扫罗睡觉嘅地方。
And once again, he had the opportunity to slew his nemesis.
再一次佢都有机会嚟杀佢。
But he resisted.
但是他抵挡这个试探。
I really feel that these were tests that God placed in David's life.
这个是神放在大卫生命中一些的试炼。
To see if he was one who could wait upon the Lord for the Lord's hand to work, not for his own hand to work.
要试验他，看他能不能够在那里等待，容让神的手来作工，不是靠他自己的手来作工。
And so this just makes me think about my own life as I wait before the Lord.
咁亦都因住呢啲嘅经文，叫我思想到我自己嘅一生，我点样样嚟到等待等候神。
Whether my life is marked by these same type of characteristics of knowing how to properly wait before the Lord.
都叫我究竟有冇好似圣经里边咁有啲咁嘅特质，就系我能够嚟到等候神。
It also makes me think of you.
都叫我想到众人，大家就是你了。
As I look out and I see your faces,
我现在要看见大家的脸孔。
I remember the different matters and needs that brothers and sisters are waiting upon.
我就知道各人有各人所要等待的事。
I mean, there's some of us here who are in school and we're getting ready to graduate.
在我当中有些在读书的就快毕业了。
Maybe it's from junior high school to high school.
或者由初中到高中
high school to college
高中要进大学啦
I know maybe there's even a few here who are graduating from college
或者就有啲要大学毕业啦
Now there's others of us who are waiting for a new job
亦都有人嚟等待作工嘅工作
looking for a transfer
亦都有人想等候嚟转工
maybe just trying to complete a project
或者系需要嚟完成一个嘅计划
Of course, there's a few here who are waiting upon the Lord for marriage. Maybe starting a family. Raising children. And then we have, probably a lot of us have individuals, family and friends, whom we would like to see come to know the Lord. Or perhaps even they do know the Lord, but they've wandered away from the Lord. And so we're waiting to see how the Lord might work to bring them back into the fold. There are probably many others who are just waiting for their own personal consecration or devotion to the Lord. To see how the Lord might farther lead them into following after him. Of course, there is other brothers and sisters who are praying for the church and the saints. They want to see the Lord's work within the church. So there's just so many of us who are waiting for things. We're waiting to see the Lord work. Now, the Lord desires something for us. He wants to do something in this time as we wait. He wants to accomplish something.
And
that is, he wants to gain us. And he wants us to gain him. That we might be able to draw in closeness to him, to be able to live in unbroken fellowship with him. The specifics, we may not know exactly. But we know what the Lord has said. He tells us that He knows the plans for us. Plans for welfare and not for calamity. Plans for welfare and not for calamity. To give you a hope and a future. That's what the Lord wants to give to us, a hope and a future. No matter how big or small the thing that we might be waiting for. You know, we might think that the thing that we're waiting for is a really small matter in a man's eyes. This has nothing, it pales in comparison to what David was waiting for, to become a king. But you know, in God's eyes, these things that we're waiting for upon him, they're big in his eyes. Because he is preparing us for that day where we might be able to reign with him. Now, he desires that we would be able to co-reign with Christ in that new kingdom. So really what is at stake is a kingship. Because those who are faithful will reign. But what also is at stake is a fellowship.
还有神所渴望就是一个的美好的交通。
Because we are to co-reign with our Lord.
因为我们将会与他一同了掌权。
That means we are to do it together.
意思就是我们一同了作。
It's not something that we do on our own.
不是我们按着自己单独了作。
So this speaks of friendship, of fellowship.
所以这里就讲到关乎这个友谊和交通的事情了。
So Lord has His work to do in us as we learn to wait.
当我们学习等待的时候，神就有功会坐在我们心里边。
And you know, none of God's people are exempt from waiting.
有一些神的子民不需要等待的。
You look, just flip through the Bible. You just see all these individuals who had to wait before the Lord.
看见有一些人呢，他一片开圣经，
Just all these individuals that you had to see wait before the Lord.
你看见这些的个人呢，他是如何的来等待神。
You think of Noah.
我们要想起这个罗亚。
How many years did it take him to build that ark?
你看看他需要几多年来起建立这个方舟。
It was a long time.
是一个很长的时间。
What about Abraham?
或者亚伯拉罕呢？
How old was he before he was able to gain that blessing, that inheritance of a son?
他要等待了几多年才能得到神的应许，叫他得到这个一个儿子作为他的后继呢，后嗣呢？
I think he was older than the oldest person in this room.
相信比我们当中人一个年纪都要老要大。
And Moses.
摩西。
40 years in the desert.
40年之久在沙漠当中。
And that's just the first time.
并且这个只是第一次的等待。
40 years just to wait for the Lord's calling.
40年来都等候神的呼召。
And then he had to do another 40 years in the wilderness.
然后40年在这个旷野。
That's probably longer than most of us will be living for.
这段日子加埋长过我一生的年日。
And of course there is David that we just talked about. He had to wait 15 years or so.
我们都提到大卫，他在神面前等候15年之久
，to become a king，
才能够登上王位。
And there's just countless others，
还有很多其他的。
So there's just so many examples that we can draw from the Bible。
在圣经里边，我们能够找到很多的如此的例子。
But the one verse that the Lord has a place within my heart this morning to share with you is found in the book of Micah。
早晨，神将这一节的圣经在尼迦书这一节的经文放在我心里边与大家来分享。
Because through this small prophet,
因为藉着这个小先知，
I mean, he is called a minor prophet,
他又叫小先知，
but he's really not minor in God's eye.
在神的眼中，他不是一个微小的。
He gives us a small glimpse as to what it means to wait upon the Lord.
给我们在这里透过给我们看见一下怎样来到仰望神。
Turn with me to the book of Micah.
请跟我一起翻开这个尼迦书。
It's in towards the back end of the Old Testament.
在这个旧约后面一句中文圣经1092页。
It's after Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, then Micah.
约拿书的后边。
Micah chapter 7 verse 7.
尼迦书七章七节，旧约圣经1092页。
But as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
至于我，我要仰望耶和华，要等候那救我的神，我的神必应允我。
Let's just take a moment to pray.
我们有啲祷告。
Heavenly Father, how we thank you.
父神，我们感谢你。
That you are a God who loves us.
你是为爱我们的神。
And that you have a plan in store for us.
你为着我们设立了一个计划。
And you so desire to reveal that plan to us.
你心愿将这个计划向我们来启示。
And we pray that in this time this morning that we may be better able to get a glimpse of that plan.
早晨我们祷告，我们愿意来到看一看，主你向我们的计划。
That though we may not see the specifics, we will understand the reality.
虽然我哋唔知道好详细，但我要知道嗰个嘅实际。
Of how you so desire to gain us.
就系你要藉住如此，你要更多得着我哋。
Even through this time of waiting.
就系喺我哋等候嘅时间当中。
Lead us and guide us as we study through your words.
引导我哋，叫我哋了喺度话嘅时候，你要明白。
Give us an open and discerning heart.
俾我哋嘅心。里边得以开，并且能够晓得如何去分别。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
透过奉耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen. Here in the book of Micah, we read then what the prophet exhorts to the people.
喺呢个尼迦书嘅里面，就睇见呢一个位嘅先知如何向神嘅子民有说话。
What it means to wait.
就系呢个等候。是什么意思呢?
Now, Micah lived in the 8th century before Christ.
这个尼迦是活在主前八个世纪。
He lived in the southern kingdom of Judah.
他乃住在这个南国就是犹大。
The king at that time, one of them was King Hezekiah.
在那段的时间其中的王就是撒加利亚王。
The other prophets that were preaching in that time, that were prophesying,were Isaiah.
在那段时间都奉神的话来说话先知有这个以赛亚。
And the other one was Hosea.
还有另外一位就是何西亚先知。
So Micah and Isaiah were in the south in Judah.
这个尼迦和以赛亚是在南国。
And Hosea was in the northern kingdom. Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早晨。
Thank the Lord for this opportunity to be able to share a few things that the Lord has placed in my heart.
为着主能够容让我早上将神把我心里边嘅负担与肢体们有分享，我感谢佢。
I've been reading through the book of 1 Samuel.
我哋最近要睇呢个撒母耳记上。
And there were a couple of things that really caught my attention.
有几样嘅事情有吸引到我。
First Samuel largely talks about the life of the early kings.
撒母耳记上是讲到这个王的事情。
And in particular, it speaks about David and his time of waiting.
特别是很多时间讲到大卫王和他等待神的时候。
If we remember, David was one who was anointed to be king after Saul.
我们记得大卫是在扫罗之后被高立作王的。
But there was actually quite a long period between the time that he was anointed and the time that he actually became king.
但是从他受高到他真实在王位上边是一段比较长的时候。
And in this interim period, King Saul had an inclination that David was going to become the next king.
在这一段中间的日子，这个扫罗王他里边有一个感觉，知道大卫将要作王。
And so he was very jealous.
所以他充满了妒忌。
And he pursued David.
所以他来要追赶大卫。
And so David lived as a fugitive for years and years.
所以大卫在他面前了多年要逃跑。
Running from city to city, from hill to hill, cave to cave.
从一城跑到另外一城，从一个山跑到另外一个山，从一个山洞跑到另外一个山洞。
And then there were two separate occasions when David, as he was being pursued, had an opportunity to take things in his own hands.
在这个大卫逃命的这一年间，有两次的机会，他能够将自己来要把握这个机会，将他所应得的来要拿过来。
The first time was when he was resting inside a cave. He and his men were inside the cave, hiding inside the cave. And then King Saul came to rest at the entrance of the cave.
有一次就佢同佢嘅人喺一个山洞里边嚟到休息嘅时候，呢、这个扫罗嚟到喺佢到佢嘅洞口嚟到休息。
So we can find that in 1 Samuel chapter 24. David had the opportunity right there and then, perfect opportunity to take matters into his own hands.
咁大卫可以喺嗰度拿着嗰个机会将事情嚟到解决。
He could have killed King Saul.
佢可以嚟到杀咗呢个扫罗。
And then his problems would have been done away with.
咁样咧，佢个难处咧就完全被解决啦。
Yet he resisted.
但佢却冇咁做。
And then we can read just a few chapters later in chapter 26 that he had a second opportunity.
然之后我又可以去到第二十六章，就发觉佢有第二个机会啦。
This time Saul and his army were camping.
嗰次系呢个扫罗同个军队喺嗰度嚟设营。
They were fast asleep.
佢喺嗰度嚟沉睡。
And so David and one of his men came down to the middle of the camp to where King Saul was sleeping.
咁大卫嘅勇士就去到扫罗睡觉嘅地方。
And once again, he had the opportunity to slew his nemesis.
再一次佢都有机会嚟到杀佢。
But he resisted.
但系佢抵挡呢个试探。
I really feel that these were tests that God placed in David's life.
呢个乃系神放喺大卫生命中一啲嘅试炼。
To see if he was one who could wait upon the Lord for the Lord's hand to work, not for his own hand to work.
要试验佢，睇佢能唔能够喺个等待，用让神嘅手嚟作工，唔系靠佢自己嘅手嚟作工。
And so this just makes me think about my own life as I wait before the Lord.
咁亦都因住呢啲嘅经文，叫我思想到我自己嘅一生，我点样样嚟到等待等候神。
Whether my life is marked by these same type of characteristics of knowing how to properly wait before the Lord.
都叫我究竟有冇好似圣经里边咁有啲咁嘅特质，就系我能够有等候神。
It also makes me think of you.
都叫我想到众人，大家就系你啦。
As I look out and I see your faces.
我而家嚟睇见大家嘅脸孔。
I remember the different matters and needs that brothers and sisters are waiting upon.
我就知道各人有各人所要等待嘅事。
I mean, there's some of us here who are in school and we're getting ready to graduate.
喺我当中有啲喺读紧书嘅就快毕业啦。
Maybe it's from junior high school to high school.
或者由初中到高中。
High school to college.
高中要进大学啦。
I know maybe there's even a few here who are graduating from college.
或者就有啲要大学毕业啦。
Now there's others of us who are waiting for a new job.
亦都有人嚟到等待作工嘅工作。
Looking for a transfer.
亦都有人想等候嚟到转工。
Maybe just trying to complete a project.
或者系需要嚟到完成一个嘅计划工程。
Of course, there's a few here who are waiting upon the Lord for marriage.
都或者有啲人喺度等候紧婚姻。
Maybe starting a family.
或者想要开始个家庭。
Raising children.
或者等候有儿女。
And then we have probably a lot of us have individuals, family and friends, whom we would like to see come to know the Lord.
或者我哋都有朋友或者有亲戚，我愿意带领佢嚟到信主嘅。
Or perhaps even they do know the Lord, but they've wandered away from the Lord.
或者佢哋系信主嘅，但系佢流浪在外啦。
And so we're waiting to see how the Lord might work to bring them back into the fold.
我哋喺度等待，睇下主点样将佢带进羊圈嘅里边。
There are probably many others who are just waiting for their own personal consecration or devotion to the Lord.
亦都有人话喺度等待紧，点样样嚟到更多嘅了亲近主。
To see how the Lord might further lead them into following after him.
以主佢哋能够跟随主，更多嘅嚟到跟随佢。
Of course, there is other brothers and sisters who are praying for the church and the saints.
或者亦都有更多嘅信徒喺度为着教会嚟到祷告。
And they want to see the Lord's work within the church.
佢哋因住祷告嘅愿意要等候神作工喺教会嘅当中。
So there's just so many of us who are waiting for things.
所以我哋各人都喺度等待。
We're waiting to see the Lord work.
我喺度等紧神要作工。
Now, the Lord desires something for us.
神有啲好嘅事物系要俾过我哋嘅。
He wants to do something in this time as we wait.
当我哋嚟到等待佢嘅时候，佢愿意为我做一啲嘅事。
He wants to accomplish something.
他愿意完成一些事。
That is, he wants to gain us.
就是他愿意得着我们。
And he wants us to gain him.
他也愿意我们更多得着他。
That we might be able to draw in closeness to him, to be able to live in unbroken fellowship with him.
佢願意我哋被吸引啊，近佢嘅身旁，同佢活一個不中斷嘅關係嘅裏面。
The specifics, we may not know exactly.
好詳細嘅，我哋或者者唔會曉得。
But we know what the Lord has said.
但係我哋卻知道主所講過嘅話。
He tells us that He knows the plans for us.
因為佢喺我哋身上邊都有一個計劃。
Plans for welfare and not for calamity. Plans for welfare and not for calamity.
嗰個計劃咧係為著我哋嘅好處嘅。
To give you a hope and a future.
為著我哋叫我哋有呢個將來，亦都有盼望嘅。
That's what the Lord wants to give to us, a hope and a future.
就係神願意俾我哋嘅，有盼望，亦都有將來。
No matter how big or small the thing that we might be waiting for.
無論我所等待嘅係何等大或者係好微小嘅事。
You know, we might think that the thing that we're waiting for is a really small matter in a man's eyes.
或者我所等待嘅事情喺人嘅眼中係好似芝麻咁細。
This has nothing, it pales in comparison to what David was waiting for, to become a king.
同呢個大衛所等待嘅有差天拱地之別，因為佢等待作王。
But you know, in God's eyes, these things that we're waiting for upon Him, they're big in His eyes.
但是在神的眼中，我们要等候祂的旨意，都是大事。
Because He is preparing us for that day where we might be able to reign with Him.
因为祂原来是今天预备我们，为了将来那一天，就是与祂一同作王。
Now, He desires that we would be able to co-reign with Christ in that new kingdom.
祂心愿我哋喺个新嘅国度里边，与基督一同嚟到掌权。
So really, what is at stake is a kingship.
所以其实嗰个问题就系作王。
Because those who are faithful will reign.
因为凡系忠心嘅都要与佢一同嚟作王。
But what also is at stake is a fellowship.
还有神所渴望嘅就系有一个嘅美好嘅交通。
Now, because we are to co-reign with our Lord. That means we are to do it together. It's not something that we do on our own. So this speaks of friendship, of fellowship. So Lord has His work to do in us as we learn to wait.
当我们学习等待的时候，神就有功会坐在我们心的里面。
And you know, none of God's people are exempt from waiting.
有一些神的子民是不需要等待的。
You look, just flip through the Bible, you just see all these individuals who had to wait before the Lord.
看见有一些人呢，他一掀开圣经，
Just all these individuals that you had to see wait before the Lord.
你看见这些个人呢，他是如何的来等待神。
I think of Noah.
我哋要想起呢个挪亚。
How many years did it take him to build that ark?
你睇下佢需要几多年嚟到建立呢个方舟。
It's a long time.
系一段好长嘅时间。
What about Abraham?
或者亚伯拉罕呢
？How old was he before he was able to gain that blessing, that inheritance of a son?
佢要等待咗几多年？先至令我得到神嘅应许，叫佢得到呢、这个一个儿子作为佢嘅后继咧，后嗣咧。
I think he was older than the oldest person in this room.
相信比我哋当中任何一个年纪都要老要大。
And Moses.
摩西。
40 years in the desert.
40年之久喺沙漠当中。
And that's just the first time.
并且呢个只系第一次嘅等待。
40 years just to wait for the Lord's calling.
40年嚟到等候神嘅呼召。
And then he had to do another 40 years in the wilderness.
然之后40年喺呢个旷野。
That's probably longer than most of us will be living for.
呢段日子加埋长过我一生嘅日年日。
And of course there is David that we just talked about. He had to wait 15 years or so.
我哋都提到大卫，佢喺神面前等候15年之久。
To become a king.
才能够登上王位。
And there's just countless others.
还有很多其他的。
So there's just so many examples that we can draw from the Bible.
在圣经里面我们能够找到很多的如此的例子。
But the one verse that the Lord has a place within my heart this morning to share with you is found in the book of Micah.
早晨，神將呢一節嘅聖經喺彌迦書呢一節嘅經文擺我心裏邊，與大家嚟分享。
Because through this small prophet,
因為藉住呢個小先知
I mean, ，he's called a minor prophet.
佢又叫小先知
，but he's really not minor in God's eye.
喺神嘅眼中，佢唔係一個微小嘅。
He gives us a small glimpse as to what it means to wait upon the Lord.
俾我哋喺度透過。俾我哋睇見一下點樣樣嚟到仰望神。
Turn with me to the book of Micah.
請同我一齊翻開呢個彌迦書。
It's in towards the back end of the Old Testament.
喺呢個舊約後邊一卷中文聖經1092頁。
It's after Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, then Micah.
約拿書嘅後邊。
Micah chapter 7 verse 7.
彌迦書七章七節，舊約聖經1092頁。
But as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me.
至於我，我要仰望耶和華，要等候那救我的神，我的神必應允我。
Let's just take a moment to pray.
我哋有啲禱告。
Heavenly Father, how we thank you.
父神，我哋感謝你。
That you are a God who loves us.
你係為愛我哋嘅神。
And that you have a plan in store for us.
你為著我哋設立咗一個計劃。
And you so desire to reveal that plan to us.
你心願將呢個計劃向我哋嚟啟示。
And we pray that in this time this morning that we may be better able to get a glimpse of that plan.
早晨我們禱告，我們願意來到看一看，將你向我們的計劃。
That though we may not see the specifics, we will understand the reality.
雖然我們不知道很詳細，但我要知道那個實際。
Of how you so desire to gain us.
就是你要藉著如此，你要更多得著我們。
Even through this time of waiting.
就是在我们等候的时间当中。
Lead us and guide us as we study through your words.
引导我们叫我们了看这个话的时候了明白。
Give us an open and discerning heart.
给我们的心里面得以开并且能够晓得如何的分别。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Here in the book of Micah, we read then,What the prophet exhorts to the people.
在这个弥迦书里面就看见这个位的先知如何向神的子民有说话。
What it means to wait.
就是这个等候是什么的意思呢?
Now, Micah lived in the 8th century before Christ.
这个弥迦是活在主前八个世纪。
He lived in the southern kingdom of Judah.
他乃是住在这个南国就是犹大。
The king at that time, one of them was King Hezekiah.
在那段的时间其中的王就是撒加利亚王。
The other prophets that were preaching in that time, that were prophesizing, were Isaiah.
在那段时间都奉神的话来说话先知有这个以赛亚。
And the other one was Hosea.
还有另外一位就是何西亚。
So Micah and Isaiah were in the south in Judah.
这个弥迦和以赛亚是在南国。
And Hosea was in the northern kingdom.